Hello, good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, streaming worldwide at myjoyonline.com, X Spaces and YouTube. Also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via partner stations, including Radio Justice Tamale, Lolonyo FM Hohoi, Inkiligi FM Boli, Castle FM Cape Coast, Oil City Radio Takoradi, Ganga FM Jerapa, and Radio Freed in Nandom. Coming up. Heavy political activity returns to the headquarters of the opposition NPP as candidates seeking national positions in its national executive elections in October begin to file their nominations. We'll hear from the General Secretary of the NPP, who is seeking re-elections, and the very latest from the NPP headquarters. Also this afternoon, Parliament returns for a one-week emergency sitting to a tense atmosphere clouded by allegations of extortion leveled against minority leader Alexander Penyomarkin. We're live in the House for the latest update. Also, Upper East Regional NADMO putting up measures to ensure this year's Bagri Dam spillage does not cause havoc, destroy farms, property, or displace persons.
The level hasn't been hit yet, and so we are still anticipating the spillage any moment from now. Farmers and residents along the White Volta, we have advised them to immediately evacuate, which they've complied.
We have the very latest in sports.
Pressure mounts on the Ghana Football Association as the Black Stars coaching job remains vacant ahead of the 2027 AFCON qualifiers in September.
And 7 slots up for grabs on final day of the National Science and Math Quiz prelims as one-time semi-finalist Chemo Senior High Technical School goes neck-to-neck with Xavier Senior High School, Wallace Academy. And we have the very latest and what happens when an Ashanti proverb enters the English language and the English language decides it's not ready.
I heard maybe at around 1, Sewan Yakun was leading. Yeah, but Ashanti 4, we have a baby that we boo. And the best is
we have the very funny movement from the National Science and Math Quiz. These and more with me, Mami Esi Nyamiche Thompson. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. Please stay with us. Let's get into the details now and go to the NPP headquarters, where the race for top leadership positions in the party is heating up as filing nominations begin today. 50 persons have picked nominations to contest for 11 positions in the party. The list include former members of parliament, incumbents, CEOs, among others. We'll go live to the party headquarters shortly, but first, here's a report capturing all the big names who are vying for various positions.
The new Patriotic Party's headquarters is expected to get busy from Monday, August 24 to Sunday, 29th, as a total of 50 aspirants who pick firms are expected to file their nominations. 5 aspirants will battle for the top spot as chairman upon successful filing and vetting. They include former chairman Paul Afoko, former general secretary John Boedu, former energy minister Boachi Tremantin Ejako, and Ashanti regional chairman Bernard Nchibuesiako, popularly known as Chairman Wuntumi. The vice chairperson race presents what many describe as another battleground, with 13 people picking firms to contest, including experienced hands such as current national organizer Henry Nana Boachi, current director of communications Richard Ahiagba, former Kumasi mayor Sam Pine, former NPA boss Mustafa Hamid, and current chairman of the communications committee of the party Nana Akomia. Justin Kodua Frimpong is contesting to be elected as general secretary for a second time. He will, however, face fierce battle from former Subin MP Eugene Boachi Entry and former Botiano English Yamanfo MP Sylvester Tete. 8 people will contend to succeed Nana B as organizers of the NPP, including former Tema East MP Daniel Ni Kwate Titus Glover and current national youth organizer Salam Mustafa. Vetting of the aspirants begins From August 31 to September 3, the party's National Delegate Congress will later come off on October 3 to see the election of the party's top brass, who will lead the NPP into the 2028 election. James Savage, Joy News.
While incumbent General Secretary of the party, Justin Frimpong Kodria, is seeking another term in office to help steer the party ahead of the 2028 elections, Kodria arrived at the party's headquarters accompanied by scores of supporters amidst singing and dancing as he filed his nominations. He will battle it out with three other contenders, including former Subim MP Eugene Boachie Entry, Sylvester Tete, and Charles Dramna, popularly known as Dr. China, in the October 3 elections. For his spokesperson and Deputy General Secretary of the NPP, Haruna Mohammed, Frimpong Kodria remains the best person for the position. We'll hear from him shortly, but let's go live to the NPP headquarters and speak to my colleague Fatal Bayaga, who joins us via Zoom. So, Fatal, you are at the headquarters. Tell us the very latest there now.
35th and strong. Ukraine's.
Well, we seem not to have Fatal just
yet. 2028 general
we have
election. So they are united in one voice. They think that Kodia Frimpong would be able to unite the rank and file of the party, particularly the grassroots, so that they'll give their support to Justin Kodia Frimpong in order to give his support to Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia in order that the party will win the 2028 general elections.
So, Fatal, has Justin Frimpong Kodia filed his nomination yet?
Yes, he has, Mami. He's just done that a few minutes ago, and he's been addressing the supporters here, telling them that if they vote for him to, continue to lead the party as the general secretary, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia would be able to win the election in 2028, because he believes that he understands the job. He has been doing this. He's now seeking his second term. He knows the rules and all of that, and he thinks that he can, in a way, unite the party in order that Bawumia would be able to clinch the seat again from the NDC.
Well, has any other contender filed their nominations this afternoon?
Well, now what we know is that Justin Kodia Frimpong for the secretary position, he is the first person to do that. We understand that the others may also come to the party's headquarters this afternoon or later today to also file their nominations.
All right, Fatal, thank you for that update. Well, moving on, the Center for Democratic Development is calling for a new legal framework to regulate political party financing, campaign spending and elections in Ghana, citing gaps in the country's current electoral system. With less than 2 months to the NPP's internal and national executive elections, CDG says the absence of clear and comprehensive rules on campaign financing and party elections leaves significant gaps in the electoral process. Listen to William Nyako, consultant for CDD Ghana on political campaign finance and executive director of the African Center for International Law and Accountability.
Because the state, if you accept, will be footing the bill for the internal party primaries, there's no justification for having a trial against them. But the parties will tell you that they need the filing fees and nomination fees to organize the election. State takes over assembly. That's something. Let's look at, of course, as part of it, abuse of incumbency really will be part of it. Let's look at the violations that we can do. The penalties framework in the model law defines 5,000 penalty units. The penalty units is how much? 12,000. Right, so 60,000. Depending on the nature of the violation, you can go up to even 12. Preventing you from running for election.
You heard that William Nyako, consultant for CDD Ghana Political Campaign Finance and also executive director of the Africa Center for International Law and Accountability. We do apologize for that poor quality of sound. Well, away from that, let's go to Parliament this afternoon. MPs have returned to the House for a string of urgent legislative business following the recall of the House by Speaker of Parliament, Alban Bagbin. The recall comes amidst allegations of extortion levelled against the minority leader by Gold Board CEO Sammy Jenfi, allegating that the Fotu MP has categorically denied. We'll take you to the House pretty shortly, but here's a news desk report on a minority caucus meeting at which Joy News Sources has said some senior NPP MPs have pressed the minority leader to address the allegations against him.
The bombshell allegation was made at the seat of the presidency when Gold Board CEO Sammy Jenfi addressed journalists to respond to allegations of losses made against Gold Board by the minority in parliament, led by their leader, Alexander Afenyomarkin.
Afenyomarkin's continuing antics must therefore be seen for what they are, a desperate smear campaign by persons who have specialized in sophistry and political blackmail. These are devious extortionists who will come at you with lies in the hope that you will fold and settle for what they call, quote, compulsory arbitration, and oil their palms. This time around, they found their own target.
In an interview on Newsfile on Joy News over the weekend, Sammy Jenfi doubled down on the allegations and dared the minority leader to sue him.
There are many underlying issues between I and Afenyomarkin that you don't know and those watching don't know. So the MPP people talking, there are things you don't know. And that is why he cannot comment on that. Or even challenge me. He cannot. Because he knows that what I said is true. Bro. Tell him that you want to be his lawyer so that he sues Sammy Jenfi to substantiate that claim. Tell him.
The minority leader has since categorically denied the claims and has said in a statement that he's considering his options legally. But his denial appeared to have done nothing to calm several senior NPP MPs who believe their leader must do more than issue just a denial. Joy News can exclusively report that these senior NPP MPs have forced the meeting of the caucus to demand further answers from the minority leader, which is now scheduled to be held this morning ahead of Parliament sitting later in the afternoon after the House was recalled for urgent legislative business. Joy News will be keeping its ears and eyes on the grounds for details of this meeting, even as some NPP MPs bay for blood. Kwiku Asante for Joy News.
Well, let's head to Parliament now and get the very latest for Kwaku Asante, our Parliamentary Affairs correspondent. Kwaku, has this caucus meeting ended? Have we learned anything about the outcome, what it may have, you know, said?
Well, this meeting has concluded, and we know that this was a caucus meeting that had been arranged, but particularly, mainly for the business of Parliament, particularly as it relates to the recall of Parliament. This usually is a caucus meeting that both sides will usually hold to strategize for the business that will be done on the floor. But as we understood from our sources, this was a meeting that some senior NDP MPs wanted to take advantage of to present some of the issues that have come up regarding the claims made against the minority leader and put it before the minority leader so that he can address it before all his colleagues. And this is the first meeting, particularly of the caucus since these allegations broke out, and is usually offers that opportunity for the leader of the caucus to address his colleagues directly. As we understand, and in fact, the details are very sketchy, very few people really willing to give us any out of what happened. But our understanding is that the minority leader is categorical and continue command a certain level of acceptance and certain level of respect from his colleagues that these are allegations that are just being thrown out to simply divert from the key issues that the minority have raised as it relates to the operations of Gold Board and the losses that have been that the Bank of Ghana has to account for. And so they strongly back their minority leader on that position. We know also that this morning the minority leader did meet the flag bearer and has already put out a Facebook post in which he says that the flag bearer of the party, Dr. Mahmoud Baumia, clearly gave him his backing to continue leading the minority in these efforts. And so the minority leader clearly coming out of this meeting boasted that he has the support of his colleagues and the support of his party to continue on this agenda and this position that they've taken, that the Ghana Gold Board must account for these losses that it continue to insist were on the account of the operations of the board asset sits on the Bank of Ghana's book now.
Well, Kweku, let's turn our attention to the chamber now. Sitting hasn't started, we know that, but run us through the major issues to be dealt with at these emergency sittings.
Well, I stepped out of the chamber a moment ago. You'll see members of parliament coming in. A number of the minority MPs are already seated, obviously walking right from this caucus meeting, coming into the chamber. And so they are all seated. And as far as they are concerned, they are ready and willing to do the business of the day. We expect that mainly has to do with the nominations of the president. The president has nominated two ministers, Mahama Yariga, the outgoing majority leader, to local government, Dr. Zanetta Adjiman Rawlings, to environment, science, and technology. We expect that the president will also nominate three persons to the Supreme Court. So that will be the main issues. And when the Speaker of Parliament takes the chair, he will formally read the nominations and refer them to the appointment committee. And then we'll also get to see, for the first time, James Agaga, MP for Buza South, taking the black chair in the majority side to become the new majority leader following the nomination of Mahama Yariga as a minister of state. So these are some of the major businesses that the House will consider ahead of bringing what this emergency meeting to an end on Friday.
All right, Kweku Asante there joining us from Parliament. Away from there, every year the spillage of the Bagri Dam in Burkina Faso affects the livelihoods of people living along the White Volta. Farms are submerged and livelihoods destroyed by the resulting floods. As water levels in the dam continue to rise, raising the possibility of spillage in the coming days, NADMO says it is doing everything possible to prevent loss of life and property this year. According to Regional NADMO Director Rebecca Akogo, the organization has intensified sensitization among farmers, residents and communities downstream. She adds that NADMO has already identified temporary shelters and safe locations in vulnerable communities to accommodate people who may be displaced by the flooding.
The expected level for spillage is supposed to be 234.75 meters. But currently we have 234.48, which means the level hasn't been hit yet. And so we are still anticipating the spillage any moment from now. Farmers and residents along the White Volta, we have advised them to immediately evacuate, which they've complied. They've moved to higher grounds for safety. Our disaster volunteers and local divers have also been deployed to monitor the area so that no one goes closer there. The likely impact we are likely to encounter is currently some of the farmers have not harvested, those who didn't sow early. And so when the flooding comes with a high tension, at the end of the day, what happens is some of the crops are likely to be submerged, so they'll be losing their crops.
You're still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break. While we return, 7 slots up for grabs on final day of the National Science and Math Quiz preliminaries as one-time semi-finalist Chemu Senior High Technical School goes neck-to-neck with Xavier Senior High School Wallace Academy. Also, what happens when an Ashanti proverb enters the English language and the English language decides it's not ready?
I heard maybe at around 1, Sewan Yakun was leading. Yeah, but as Antifa, we have a berry that we boo. And the best is, only a crack of Toba, no about quiet. Ashanti said, sir, Kufia, Ubina Biaka.
When I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth with Kel Chaco toothpaste. This gives me confidence all day.
Anytime you meet Ama, don't be surprised I smile showing my beautiful white teeth because I don't have cavity thanks to Kel Chaco toothpaste for its natural charcoal properties. In fact, we are like twins. I can't go without my Kel Chaco toothpaste.
That be why I de use Kel Chaco toothpaste morning and night when I de go bed self. It de make my teeth white where it de commot every scent from my mouth inside. My confidence level they go up, so I they show my 32 teeth all.
Introducing the Kel Charcoal Toothpaste, formulated with activated bamboo charcoal powder, ensures whiter teeth and removes bad breath. The strong natural property of the activated bamboo charcoal removes bacteria, absorbs surface stains on our teeth caused by coffee, wine, and tobacco. Welcome, Kel Charcoal Toothpaste. Kel Charcoal Toothpaste. Sankofa Yenchi.
Kel, happy smile.
This advert is FDA approved.
Upgrade your print game with Konica Minolta, proudly powered by SkySat Technologies. From all-in-one machines that print, scan, and copy, to professional systems and heavy-duty production machines, we deliver unmatched performance. Right now, SkySat has an unbeatable offer. 1 entire year of free servicing on all Konica Minolta machines. That's 12 months of expert maintenance for new and existing customers. Visit our new VIP print center at Pegasus Place, Airport Residential Area, for a live demonstration. Call us on 050-164-5180 or 0302-798-829. Again, it's 050-164-5180 or 0302-798-829. SkySat Technologies, performance that delivers every time.
Need a break from the city without leaving Accra? Then you should experience Best Western Plus Accra Beach Hotel in Nungwa. It's right by the ocean, so you wake up to fresh sea breeze, enjoy complimentary breakfast, relax by the pool, and just reset. Perfect for staycations, business trips, or even events and weddings by the beach. For a limited time, stay for 2 nights and get a 3rd night free. Yes, 1 extra night free. To book your stay, call 059-672-3646 or visit bestwesternplusaccra.com. Best Western Plus Accra Beach Hotel. Your escape closer than you think.
Welcome back to the Midday News. We are sponsored with Mubarak.
The Black Stars will begin their journey towards the 2027 Africa Cup of Nations with the qualifiers in September. However, the senior national team is without a head coach following the departure of Carlos Queiroz, who could not reach an agreement with the Ghana FA. With less than a month to the qualifiers, the GFA is assuring Ghanaians that a replacement will be found soon. Here is Executive Council member Gideon Fosu.
I think what's there for Ghanaians to know is that we'll definitely play Senegal and everybody we have to play for the qualifiers, right? I am sure your question is swerving, or you're trying to get me to enter into territories where you don't want me to. But yeah, what I can say on authority is that we are definitely going to have a coach who is in charge of the team. We're still talking, we're still negotiating. I am sure that at the right time, the president of the FA would announce who the next coach of the Black Stars would be.
Remember, the Black Stars will face Ivory Coast, the Gambia, and Somalia in Group C of the AFCON qualifiers.
Thank you, Mubarak. Now, a key suspect in the Ayawaso West Wagon by-election violence, Ernest Akomiya, popularly known as Double, remains at large. That's according to the Minister for Interior, Muntaka Mubarak, at the Government Accountability Series. Speaking at the presidency, he gave an update on key arrests that have been made and ongoing prosecutions relating to the 2020 and 2024 elections. He said the police will continue to pursue all suspects and support the prosecution of those already before the courts. The Ayawaso West Wagon by-election held on January 31, 2019 was marred by violence at the Labaoleshi Presby polling station, where masked men reportedly linked to national security assaulted and shot several people. Listen.
Undertaking covert operation to identify person who shot and killed the deceased Samira Zachariah and injured 3 others. Ayawaso West Wagon, that's Labaoleshi. At a key suspect identified by police investigation, Ernest Akomiya alias Double, is still at large, and intensive operational steps are underway to apprehend and prosecute him. Techiman South, that's Techiman. The former written autopsy report in respect of the deceased Mohammed Tajuddin Al-Hassan and Abdullah Ayarik have been obtained from the medical officer who conducted the autopsy. A duplicate docket is being prepared to be forwarded to the Attorney General Office for study and advice. The trial of the 3 accused persons is ongoing before the High Court 1, Accra. The next court date is October 12, 2026. Iwutu Senya East Constituency, that's Kaswa. Member of Parliament Honorable Phyllis Na Koyo Akono and her sister Gifty Akono have submitted their written statement to the Special Investigation Task Force. Investigative effort to locate Mustafa Mohammed, the driver in charge of the Black Hawk Mahindra pickup, on which the deceased victim, Idris Larry Yusuf, was shot, are still ongoing.
Well, the Interior Minister also gave a breakdown of the figures from the recent floods and said 39 deaths were recorded nationwide.
Where 77 districts were affected in 7 regions nationwide with their flood. A total of 91,989 persons from 18,398 households were victims of the disaster. One person remained missing, for a 4-month baby guy at Guy East, and 39 deaths. And you can see the table that we provided, the regions. Volta region, the number of districts that were affected was 7. The total number of affected persons was 9,466. The total number of deaths were 4. Greater Accra, the number of districts that were affected were 27. The number of persons that were affected were 56,022. And the number of deaths that we had was 17. Central region, 16 districts were affected. 21,882 persons were affected, and the number of deaths in Central Region was 18. Western Region, Western North, we had 6 districts that were affected. 937 were affected. No death. No death was recorded in the case of Western North. Western Region proper, 2 districts were affected, and the number of persons that were affected was 2,031. In Eastern Region, only 1 district was affected, and the number of persons that were affected were 190. In Asante.
And you have the Interior Minister, Mohamed Muntaka Mubarak. Now, from financing and innovative housing solutions, the Republic Bank Joy News Habitat Fair provided patrons with an opportunity to engage directly with industry experts. Precious Guzzo's report, right to you.
The Republic Bank Joy News Habitat Fair brought together players from across the housing and home improvement sector, with exhibitors showing products and services to prospective homeowners and investors. Republic Bank was at the center of the 3-day fair, engaging visitors on its mortgage facilities and other financing options for people looking to acquire or complete their homes.
Republic Bank has always been in this business for a little over 36 years. We have been offering mortgage facilities to our customers, and we pride in that. Currently, we are offering very good interest rates, 8.4 for public sector workers, and all our rates are fixed. We have 13.5 as well. And it's also fixed. Again, let me just be quick to add that Republic Bank also gives mortgage to the diasporan market, that is customers who are not resident Ghanaians but living abroad, and they want to purchase a house in Ghana. We are able to finance that for them.
And as the 3-day event draws to a close, one visitor says the experience has been great, but believes the fair should run for more days in the future.
But I wish for more days, because some of us are as far as Tema. So yeah, let's look forward to Joy FM organizing more of this fairs, or increasing the days from 3 to maybe subsequently other weeks to come. Yeah.
It's the final day of the National Science and Maths Quiz preliminaries, with one-time semi-finalist Chemo Senior High Technical School locking horns with Xavier Senior High School and Wallace Academy in a battle for one of the 7 remaining 1A stage slots. Xavier say they're soaring high and having taken the early lead, with Chemo following closely.
Something about us that the other schools should know is that we don't talk too much.
Oh, you don't talk too much?
No, please.
Hey, okay. Okay, they said talk is cheap, so I kind of understand small. What are your predictions for today?
As far as ready as we are, as the Bible says in Proverbs 21, verse 31, it says that horses and chariots are ready for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. And
well, let's go to Michelle Latte, who is currently in Cape Coast, and learn how that competition went. Michelle Latte, the chair will win?
Bye. Yes, Chemo won. I think your question was too direct, because Xavier was leading all through. But unfortunately for Xavier and Sitches, when they reached the final round, which they had a tie, both the fourth round and the final round, they had a tie against Chemo SHTS. Unfortunately for them, they couldn't make it through the tiebreaker. And Chemo SHS came in strong and was able to secure themselves 50 points, same as Xavier SHS, but they finished with the tiebreaker. So Chemo SHS has been able to secure the slot to the 1-8 stage. Xavier SHS might have a chance because currently they are amongst the five runner-ups that will be chosen to join the others who have qualified to the 1-8 stage. Currently, they are the third on the list of the five runner-ups. So we'll see if they're able to make it. For the SMS auditorium, we also had Chepa SHS coming through, winning against Edu JMP with 49 points and also Suhum SHTS. So that's what's been